Hey, watch where you point that thing. The promise of taking a photograph more easily than ever is as old as the box brownie. But now software such as Instagram, with its toolbox of quick fix filters, offers the chance to take pretty pictures more easily than ever. But even as millions apply filters with names like 1977 or Walden to their phone snaps, a growing band of others are taking shelter in techniques that might almost have been known by Thoreau. Working with antique apparatus and chemical baths, they practice their art in a style that one of tonight's guests calls Breaking Bad photography. This time on Culture File, we meet photographers working at both ends of the new photographic paradigm. Liam Geraghty says cheese.
We live in a world where everyone takes photographs all of the time. Just under 30,000 photos are uploaded to Instagram every minute. Not only are we snapping our friends and family, but now we're taking pictures of our dinner, not to mention relentless selfies. I met with street photographer Connor Ferguson at one of his favourite places to take a picture.
Okay, well, we're along the banks of the Grand Canal today. I've just seen a rat walk by. Charming.
The allure of the instant photo is something that Connor is not immune to.
Instagram is the slutty one with the long eyelashes that has distracted me from the vocational big camera that I have. But it's hard to beat Instagram, or at least more, I suppose, iPhone technology, iPhone applications. The key thing about Instagram is that it's kind of legitimized street photography for people who never really thought they were street photographers. And there's a long history of street photography that stretches way back to the dawn of portable cameras. And probably even when they weren't portable, there are probably still guys who lugged them around, probably rich people who paid men to carry their big, chunky, huge, whatever, large format cameras around. Now you can carry it in your pocket. I guess it's looking for that, what Henri Cartier-Bresson called the decisive moment. You know, you're still looking for that. You know, that's it could be a sunset. It could be an exchange between people. But it is about that decisive moment. And now there's kind of a second decisive moment that I guess Instagram and other applications give, which is you decide, you've taken your photograph, you've had the decisive moment, and now you can decide, well, how am I going to make this the best photograph that it can possibly be. For anybody who's sort of genuinely interested in photography, I think Instagram is kind of bad news in a way, because it takes away from finding perfect images, because you can always perfect a crappy image, you know, on Instagram. You can always make it look, at first glance at least, make it look like, wow, that looks really cool. Love what you did with the sky. Or I love what God did with the sky. And if you know, I didn't. I just pressed that the sky button, and there you go. Snapseed is another application which I would favour over Instagram, because it gives you personal control. Instagram, it's done very much by a machine, but I think it's nice that it's actually it's given street photography a new life, a whole new life. People obviously get a lot of satisfaction out of the photographs they're taking. What's going to happen at the end of the day, I guess, to me, is worrying, because there's going to be so many photographs that, of course, too much of anything, it loses its value. And, you know, when I look at my sort of 15,000 photos that I have on my computer, I wonder how many are going to be there, like, 5 years from now, or whether I'm just going to start culling them and going, oh, that's all crap, that's rubbish, seen it a million times. So who knows? There's that rat again.
Another Dublin-based photographer, Alex Sapienza, was looking for a different way of capturing a photo, something less instant. He found what he was looking for in a 19th century technique called wet plate photography that almost seems to conjure images onto glass.
Well, you're looking at pretty much a 19th century photography studio, really. I'm using a pretty old camera, it's pretty much a Victorian camera, so it's late 19th century. You know, it's a wooden camera. It's pretty much a box, you know, with a few screws and a bellow. I find quite fascinating, you know, to shooting a camera that's been probably used so many times, and, you know, from 150 years ago, you know. I'm using a very old lens, which is there. It's a lens from about 1870, 1880. It's a French lens. So it's a bar lens, and there's no shutter. So using your hand or your hat to expose the photograph.
The resulting photographs are striking, haunting even, black and white photos.
Yeah, they're quite dark and, I don't know, ghostly in a way. You know, the exposure, it's quite a long exposure. You know, now, you know, you can take a picture in a fraction of a second, you know. But it's you're talking about 5-6 second exposure. The resulting image, that kind of really eerie, ghostly image, it's due to the chemicals I'm using. I've got cyanide, various acids, sulfuric acids, and ether, you know, stuff that it's, again, reminds you of 19th century, Victorian era, I guess, you know. When I mix up the chemicals, I have to wear a mask, so it sounds a bit like Breaking Bad photography, in a way. I'm basically coating the plate with some photosensitive chemicals. Then I put it back at the back of the camera and take the shot.
So it goes directly onto that?
And it goes, yeah. And then I take, after taking the shot, I bring it into a darkroom, which is here. And I develop the image into the darkroom, straight onto the glass. And that's it. The image comes out like magic, you know, it appears onto the glass, you know, it's a fantastic experience even just to see it, you know.
So I take it you don't use Instagram?
I actually do, no, I do. I embrace all kind of technologies, you know. I shoot digital as well. But at the moment, I'm really loving this kind of process. I love digital photography too, you know, but it's kind of a slower process. Instagram is so fast, you know. Within 2 seconds, you can from taking a picture, you're gonna upload it to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It becomes so immediate, you know. Here, it's a totally different process. It takes a while. I love the fact that it's not a perfect medium, and there's an element of surprise, you know. Every time you develop a picture, you just don't know what you're gonna get because the chemicals used are quite unstable. I like the modern twists to an old technology, you know.
Connor Ferguson and Alex Appiance are there talking to Liam Geraghty. And you can find out more about Alex's work at theanalogstudio.ie, while Connor Ferguson's debut exhibition of photographs of the Grand Canal along the Enchanted Way is on display at the Mart in Rathmines, Dublin, this weekend.